maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Hey, how important is it for you to still make the time to come to church on a Sunday, even though you're this close to the light?
Always. Sunday is a worship day. It's a day for giving time to the Lord and give Him thanks for all He's done, for all the blessings that He gave to us.
What did you think of the service here? Did you like the service here?
I like the service here in a worship center. It's full of the Holy Spirit.
Do you think this coming today will help you to victory? Does it help you in your fighting?
No, it will help. This is more important for us because it will help to build your relationship to the Lord, and of course, we need salvation.
Yeah. Will you still go next Sunday?
Sunday?
The church?
Oh, that's a fight. After the fight, yeah. At the afternoon.
How much preparation do you need to do this week? Is it an easy week of training, or what's
just light training?
Will you be doing any sightseeing?
I don't know. We didn't decide yet.
It seems you want to stick to your schedule. Like, you go to church every Sunday, don't you? You want to try and stick to as normal, no matter which country you're in. This is what you do every time, don't you?
Yes, giving time for the Lord, to give Him thanks.
Do you think coming today and praying with other Australians, it's one of the things you like to do as well, to come with the cultures the countries you go to?
Yes. I'm glad that we met some people here, a member of this church, and then he went to the Philippines and we met there, and he invited me here.
This is a priority for you, though, isn't it? To go and worship, isn't it? This is one of your major priorities, isn't it?
This is my priority, than anything.
What about? Have you settled in? Have you slept okay last night? You got in very late last night.
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay.
And your last sparring session is tomorrow. Is that right? The plan going tomorrow?
Tomorrow, maybe.
Does that wrap up your preparation tomorrow? The last hard sparring session, is that right?
No, we cool down. Tomorrow is the light day sparring.
Okay, Manny, first time you've mixed both your life as a politician training in Manila before a fight. How do you feel? Do you think that you're fine with that? Have you adjusted okay?
Yes, we've been in good training. We're off on office work on May 30th, and after that we went to Jensen and focused for training. And we did a lot in Jensen, so the team is very happy for the result of that hard work.
Can you feel, by looking around here, can you feel there's a real excitement for you to come here to fight this fight? Do you understand how big this is where you are?
I'm so thankful of this great opportunity to be here in Australia, to fight here, and the warm welcome of the people here, especially there's a lot of Filipino living here.
Do you expect a warm welcome next Sunday?
Expect
a warm welcome? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
How much do you feed off the crowd? How much are you going to feed off the crowd on Sunday, fighting in front of the crowd? Could be the biggest crowd ever seen here.
I think this is one of the biggest crowd that I'm going to fight to, except in Dallas, Texas. A lot of crowds also, I love the fans shouting and cheering for me or for Horn. I like that. That's exciting.
Do you think because of both styles, you're aggressive, he's aggressive, do you think this is going to end in a knockout and you're going to be the one who knocks him out?
Well, I love to fight aggressive fighter.
Do you think you're going to knock him out?
Knockout is it's a bonus. It's a bonus of hard work, you know. We did a lot for this training, work hard, like running in the heat. under the sun. So
did all your children come with you? Did they come to the church? Did they come to Australia? Will they be there on Sunday to watch you?
No, they're in the Philippines now. Our children, because they have school, watching TV. I'm sure they're in the church right now.
Do you like taking on a similar opponent? A guy who likes to go forward as well, and that worry about there. And like an opponent like Jeff, who likes to stand up and fight.
Yeah. I want him to come in inside and fight.
Can I ask you about the Mayweather fight? What do you think about the Conor? What are your thoughts on the fight that's come out with Mayweather and Conor? How do you see that?
I can say Floyd Mayweather will win because the fight is in boxing, but not in a MMA fight. So that's an advantage with Floyd, and I don't think McGregor is comfortable in boxing, pure boxing.
Do you think Mr. Roach was saying that he thinks that it's really a bit of a mismatch? Do you agree? Do you think it's a bit of a mismatch?
I think so, but I'm hoping that it's not going to be a boring fight. I mean, both fighters are moving around, so we'll see.
Do you think this is a bit of a mismatch? You're taking on Jeff? Do you think you've got so much more experience than Jeff Horn. Do you feel like you're the much better fighter, that he's making a big step up taking you
on? No, I consider him as a tough opponent, and I never underestimate my opponent, Jeff Horn. He's undefeated and he's young.
Manny, what do you see as Jeff's biggest strength? You've obviously done some video study of him. What's his biggest strength?
We know his right hand. His right hand, and he has experience of amateur. So,
last two guys,
Jeff Fenech, who's a great champion, has given Jeff Horn advice to rough you up and bang you in close with his shoulder and push you around. Is that what you're planning to do to Jeff Horn?
I'm ready for that. I've been fighting with a brawler fighter and a tough fighter, so I used to.
Yeah. And George Kambosos, Frank sparring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
And also I have a Filipino sparring mate and one Mexican.
Yep.
Mexican is the similar style with Japan.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Manny.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.